The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Because I've been blonde all my life, I never really had to worry about going gray. I knew it was going to happen eventually, and I'm finally starting to turn a little bit gray, more around the edges and the temples and things like that, but it hasn't been so horrible. But my parents went gray early. My wife, well, we think she went gray, but as she said for a long time, she wouldn't know her real hair color, but finally let it go a couple of years ago and is now totally gray and looks fine. But gray is one of those things that makes you feel old. It makes you look old. They say men, even though you're called a silver fox or look distinguished, people think you look 3 or 4 years older than what you really are. For women, it's even worse. Women with gray hair, you look 6 or 7 years older than what you really are. Of course, they say there is a way to stay away from going gray. The more red meat you eat, the better chance you have of not going gray. Vegans go gray earlier. For some people, that's fine, but I think we all stress about it. And here I am, early 60s, still thinking about going gray. Even with a family history, there are ways to slow it down just a little bit. But as I've always told people, while gray isn't thrilling, it's a whole lot better than being bald.